Okay. Torreway, Northwest London. Erev Shavuos, Thursday, the 25th of May. Hey, Sivan. Harav Chaim Yosef David Weinberg, Shlita Shavuos. This week's Torreway has been sponsored the Schus Refuah Shleima of Gita Gela, Bas Ruchama Ayala Shtichia, Shetiske Refuah Shleima Bechorov, Psoch Shachali Yisrael Amen. Amen.
Erev Shavuos, yeah, we're preparing ourselves to the Yom HaGodol HaNoir VaHaKodesh Kabbalas HaTorah. There's a Mordechai Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer says on the Gemara, says the Ksav Sofer, B'sho Sheikdimu Yisroel Nasa L'Nishma, Miyad went down River voice for Malochim, Nostru Schneik Sorim for everyone. Fregdex of Seufe, why was the Tuk Sorim? If the Tuk Sorim was for Tseina Sevenishma, so why Beshor Sheikdimu? What is Beshor Sheikdimu? Igdimu means they said Nase before Nishma, this Bordish got Tuk Sorim. If the Tuk Sorim was one for Nase and one for Nishma, so was enough Gemini. If they would not be Magdim, they should also got the both Ksorim. Says the Ksav Sofer, Moiridike Vot. Says the Ksav Sofer, Nishma could have two Mashmoyus. It could be, I want to hear because I want to know what to do. Yeah, poshet, mitzias. Oh, nishma could be, no. Nishma could be, I listen what you're saying, yes? Yeah, but I will also, in Yiddish, jokmen der Herrn. Yes, I don't know even if it's a word in English for it. The pshat is that it's not enough, not only, let's say, yeah, we have all the ganze Torah, as we have a lot of mitzvahs, a lot of chukim, but we add on gzeiros, mit gzeiros and gzeiros, mit chumres, mit yogim. Why? Because we were listening to what the Rebbe Shlomo wants without saying, yes, what is behind. Sumerov, asei toiv, everything what we could, we were moisif and moisif and moisif. Now, Enochanam, if Nishma would have been poshet. Technical. Yeah, I need to hear to know what I do. You not deserve no kesef for it. If you were magdim nasel nishma, so now al kochoch the pshat from the nishma is not poshut. You hearing because to know what to do. Yeah, the nishma now is you listen. You if he would have said nishma venase, so the nishma means poshut. I need to hear to know what to do. For this, you're not getting no kesef. Once they were magdim nase, so the givor anaya pshat in the nishma. Now the nishma means that not only to hear, it means deeper, to understand, more than understand. I hear what Kodesh Baruch you want. I will not only stam keep Shabbos. I will be moisif, I will be mechabed the Shabbos, I will be meanik the Shabbos, I will be shoyme pive and shoyne be Shabbos more than in middle of the week, because I see how much important it is for you. So because of this, the God stakes sorry. Yeah, but how do we think this nishma? How do we doing this nishma? I said it over already this week in some place. I remember when I was a little child in Zechor Moshe in Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh was a Eid. We used to call him the Kohen Godel. I don't know till today even his name. I only know that his name was Rabbi Tzalel ben Rabbi Yeshua Kohen. Why did we call him Kohen Godel? For one reason. He was very, very tall. He was a big man. And he had the kuil adirim. His yevorechecho, you could hear till kikar ha-shabbos. And we all said, children, his history was like this. I don't even know where he lived. Yeah, he came from out of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, it was the days, but when we were little child, you know, as a Yerushalmi, they think everything out of Eretz Yisrael is America. Yeah, no, out is America. Yeah, this is Americana. This was a, yeah. So that was something, but I don't know, could he was from, I don't know from where he was. He was a, he retired, and then he gave up his business, whatever he had, and he went to Eretz Yisrael. He went to Eretz Yisrael, didn't have no one in Eretz Yisrael, had a nephew learning in yeshiva then. He called up the nephew and told him, take a look, I'm coming this and this day in Eretz Yisrael, and please prepare me. Yeah, he rent out a flat for him in Mekor Baruch, and, you know, filled up the fridge with a little bit milk, with cheese, yogurt, with a shikl broit. He came in. Oh, Shalom Aleichem, Shkoyach, so nice from you. No, where do I'm davening tomorrow, Shachris? So he says, the Rehov Rashbam, today is different, but the Rehov Rashbam is a shul, and Dorton, you have a minyan Shachris. So he asked him, when are they davening? He told him, 6:30 in the morning. Sugar. 6:30 in the morning? I'm retired now, but I'm not getting up so early. No, where? So if not, you need to go till Zichron Moshe. There is Binyonim. So he came to Zichron Moshe, and, you know, was a gabe, Olav HaSholem, Azak Lenshiker, and he saw a chutzlot Zikarit. Zicha is the millionaire from the world. And as he came, the Shalom Aleichem, and those, you know, we have a Shir Daf HaYomi every morning. So when do you have the Shir Daf HaYomi? 4:30. Like the Meshuggah. 6:30 was too early for Mishachis. 4:30. No, I'm not. I never went. I'm not coming. Said him, you know what? On Motze Shabbos will be a Siyum Masechta. Come to the Siyum. Oh, Siyum, a Suda. Never he thought a Suda. He came there to this Suda. The bread was left over noch from Milchem Sheshes Hayomim. The herring was from the First World War. Aber was there a Magid Shir. I can't remember his name. I remember him very good. And he said a Drosha. He didn't say nothing. He said, the Gemara Neure says, on Shlomo HaMelech says on the Torah HaKdoshi, Yekoro hi mipninim. Shlomo HaMelech want to describe the cheshivkeit from the Torah. So Shlomo HaMelech says, Yekoro hi mipninim. And the Gemara asks, pninim? How much cost does it? I think 600-700 pounds, that's it. This is what you found to say, on the Torah Kedoshi Yekoroi Mipninim, says the Gemara, Yekoroi Mipninim, Elohim Etoire is Cheshiver from Kohen Godel, Anichnas, Boyem Akipurim, Lifnai Velifnim, Shenem Aboy Vechol, Odom Loiye, Boyel Moed. The biggest Madrege where Yelud Isha could come is the Kohen Godel, Anichnas, Lifnai Velifnim, even the Elohim Etoire is more than this. The words went into him. The next day was there, 4:30. He was for 14 years. 14 years, twice he learned Shas, never opened a Gemara before. 14 years, he came every day. He came to such a Madrega, I remember it. That a lot of times the Magid Shir wasn't there, he used to give the Shir. Yes, from one drosha. Yekoroim ipninim mekoyen godel anichnas b'yom kippurim lifnai velifnim. The Midrash says Moshe Rabbeinu said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ifkod Hashem Elokei Ruach Hashechol Bosor Ish Aloeidu. אשר יציאים ואשר הביאים אשר יצא לפניהם ולא תהיה הדס השם קצוין אשר אין לו הם רואה. Says the Medrash, how come this posik in middle after the parsha from Bnoi Slofchot? After the parsha from Bnoi Slofchot and you finish in Bnoi Slofchot and then Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Matoris and long before the Stalkers. Yes? If God Hashem Elokei Ruchoi is Isha Loedo. Says the Medrash, Omar Moshe Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Im Yesh Yerusha Lefonecho. I just find out that it's a parasha from Yerusha. Bedin Hu Sheyeshu Bona Eskvoidi. I worked so hard for Eden. Yes, the Yosha is that his children should be the next manhigim. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ere Loshem from HaMedrash, Bonecho Yoshvu Velo Yosku Batoire. You children, they didn't learn. I feel so bad for Moshe. You know, everyone knows this Agosh, he thinks his child is the best child, and he comes to your parents' evening, and then the teacher said to him, it's not Bidiyuka who you're thinking, yes? And you're all upset. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, Moshe, if my children not, tell me who yes. Yeah? Omar lo Kodesh Baruch Hu, kachas Yeshua Binun. Take Yeshua Binun. Ach, Yeshua Binun is Azat Tzadik, is always from Asoro Rishoinim, Vasoro Achoinim, Bebeis HaKnesses. He's Mesader Sassaf Solim. He's always looking after the Besmedrash, cleaning the Besmedrash, doing everything you need. You know what? When you went up, Arboim Yoim Lahor, yeah? He was sitting there and waiting till you came. He never went. He sat there for 40 days. He didn't went away. Shenema, Noitzateinu Yoichal Pirya. I have a few kashas on this medrash and not understanding this medrash. Says the medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu, if once he asked Kodesh Baruch Hu that Bedinu Sheyoshu Bona Eskvoidi, for sure that he know that Bistome they are roi for it. If he would have think that could be they are not roi, he would have asked. How come Kodesh Baruch Hu says Mazo Imponim, Bonecho Yoshu Veloi Osku Batoire? Why? Okay, you know what? Veloi Osku Batoire. Not so clever. Kachas Yeshua. Yeshua knows Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifro, Sifri, Mechiltet, everything. No, Yeshua is a good Shabbos. Cleaning the Besmedrash from the first Asor Rishoinim, Mesader Asaf Solim. You know, as a Sviti Sabbath. This is not more than it. More than it. Yeah, Yeshua even a little bit atomic. Sorry. The Rebbe told him, I'm going now away. 40 days, I will not be here. So why are you sitting here? Go home. You're there. Go away. Go. Take a break. Go a little bit to the sea. Have fish. What are you sitting there? Bring the posik. Noitzateinu Yoichal Pirya. Now the pshat is as Noitzateinu Yoichal Pirya says the Malbim Amor Dikim Pshat. Everyone knows figs, teinim. Yes? The tein has a teva the second he's ripe. Yeah? The second is
ripe.
Ripe? Ripe. 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 Yes? The second it's getting ripe is falling down. And Nishno, when he's falling down, you can't use it anymore. The Gemara says above Metzim, the philosopher Nimeses. Why? When he's coming down, comes such a milk, like a white dust, and he's falling on the floor, he's soft, and a wet dust. Now, because of this, we're taking down the rov of the figs, we're taking down before, and it's not ripe enough, so Be'emes we make from it Teinim Yaveshim, because of this. Now, if you want Be'emes to have a good attainer, you don't have any prayer. You will sit under the tree and sitting like this and waiting till it will fall in your hand. Yeah, then you could have attain. Does it's noitzar teino? If you want to yoichal period to eat it in it, you need to see the says the medrash agivaldige yesod. The Medrash doesn't say Bonecho Yoshvu Veloy Lomdu Toire. Not this was the Nafkimine. Bonecho Yoshvu Veloy Osku Batoire. Yeah, you want to know what means Eisek HaToire. I said over this story already this week a few times, Mr. Tomer. It was in Yerushalayim. Was a Yid, Adon Lederberg was his name. He had a Chanut Lemachshirei Ktiva.
Stationery shop.
This, I don't remember. I only remember this was on Rehov Yafo. Then he gave up this shop. He had a son-in-law, and he was in Meshorim. There, I didn't know that Shaykh Bechlal. There we bought all the notes, the books, everything with the shop. This Eid had once a weakness on the eyes. He went to Dr. Ticho. Dr. Ticho was a very big eye doctor in Yerushalayim. And he went to this Dr. Ticho, and Dr. Ticho told him, Adoni, you need operation on your eyes. If not, Chas V'Sholem, you will lose your Moir Inayim. He asked him, but you need to know that this Nituach is 50-50. Could be we will save your eyes, or Chas V'Sholem could be even. He asked him, tell me, Rebid, when is the deadline? Till when do I must make the operation? He told him that we have still 6 months. Closed his geschäft, went in Beis HaMedrash to learn. After 6 months, he said to his wife, now I'm ready. She said, you know what, I didn't ask you all the time, but why are you now ready more than then? He said, yes, you should know. The doctor told me that when I'm going into this operation, 50% Chas V'Sholem, that he will lose Chas V'Sholem, the Moir Inayim. He went and learned 4,000 times. 4,000. Mesechta Beit Sefer Rosh Hashanah, that if Chas V'Sholem he will not see anymore, he should have what to do with his day. Bonecho Yoshvu Veloy Osku Batoire. You know, we're making the broche, the Sfardim are making. Baruch Ata Hashem, Asher Kiddushonu B'Mitzvotav, V'Tzivanu Lilmod Torah. We are saying La'asoik B'Divrei Soire. The translation from La'asoik is a geschäft, a business, a Eisek. I don't need to tell you. When someone has a Eisek, he's not in the Eisek only from 9 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock afternoon. He needs to be in the Eisek 24-7. His ganze Kopf needs to be in this Eisek. And if not, this Eisek will very quickly be bankrupt. Yes? Bonecho Yoshvu, the Taine wasn't Veloilom du Teure. The Taine was Bonecho Yoshvu Veloiosko Batoire. The Teure wasn't their Eisek. Take a look, Yeshua. He didn't have nothing else. He came and he cleaned the besmedres. There could be the way bigger to me the Chachomim than Yeshua. Could be. But manhigim from Am Yisrael is not enough. Yeah, you need to be the Torah needs to be your life geschäft, your business, your Eisek. Voraye, 40 days. Yeshua went up. And Moshe went up, Lamoroim is not going anyways because he doesn't have nothing, but this is his geschäft, this is his business. He doesn't have what to do, he's not going to the sea. He waits on Moshe Rabbeinu. He doesn't have nothing else to do. It means like this. Everyone knows was the Alter Hermann, Rabbi Yankiv Yosef Hermann, yeah, for the book, All for the Boss. His daughter told me, he came to America, had bitter and his yoinus from Parnosse. As everyone knows, they were fired every Friday, and every Sunday he looked for another Parnosse. Yes, until he decided he's opening his own shop. And he opened a shop from Parvot.
First.
Yeah, coats and everything. And yeah, it wasn't such a very good geschäft, yeah, who bought in those days, but he made panosse. He was a very mesudadik mensch. He had a davened every day 7 o'clock. Then after davening, he had a shir. And after the shir, he was come home, had breakfast. The day he opened up, from 9 till 10, he was sitting at the kviyas, he was sitting and learning. It was not shy to disturb him. His wife knew already. From 9 till 10 o'clock, nothing counts. No, she was a chevre malchua. And if came in a client, so if the client came in, so she gave him a coffee with a tea, with a vesov, the child, the hermitahin, and slept until 10 o'clock. One day came in a client, he wanted to buy a few coats, a few hats. It was a revach from $15,000, yeah, a few years ago. We're going back with 70 or 80 years ago. $15,000 was hoin to yafuiz. Okay, she took out the nice house, a coffee, a tea. To Mrs. Herman, I came to make business. I don't need no coffee, no tea, please. I need your husband. Yeah, as soon as you know he's on the way, he comes in a minute. And so she tried two or three other tricks. It didn't work out. She saw that he's very serious. She opened the door, and he got shocked. The client is here. No. $15,000. No. Yankiv give Yosef $15,000. No. She went out to say, Meshuggah, no, he's not coming. What could I do? He's the man to make the business. And he left. He came out of his room. His wife was sitting and crying. And he felt bad for her. He said, why are you crying? The Tefa says, why are you crying? We had a client for $15,000 because of you, Nah, this wasn't a client. This was the Yetzirah. Meshuggah, it wasn't a client. It was the Yetzirah to try me out, how much I'm doing for my Torah. Yes, this was the client. Nechtikin Torah. Yeah. Dasi pshat, ponecho yoshvu ve'osko ba'Torah. Yeah, the Eisek HaTorah is bifrat. Yeah, when we know. The Mog Avraham says, the din is in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed on Erev Yom Tev, you're not allowed to be Mekizdam. Yeah, make his dam. This was in those days, wasn't antibiotics. If someone had an infection, so the refuah was to take out blood and azoi, yeah, to make weaker the microben, and this was the way. So the din is that Erev Yom Tev, you're not aloch in Shulchan Aruch. On Erev Yom Tev, you're not allowed to be make his dam, and yeah, it's an nafkemin el aloch lemaise to make a blood test on Erev Yom Tev, if you're allowed to, yeah. It's a shine in the poskim. On Erev Yom Tev, you're not allowed to be Mekizdam. Says the Gemara. Why? Says the Shulchan Aruch, because of Erev. Every Erev Yom Tev, Gzeire, or to Erev Shavuos. What is Erev Shavuos? Yeah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, yeah. Meister Shoyo Kachoyo. B'mei Matan Torah, we're going back a few thousand years ago. Everyone knows the Gemara Shabbos. Gemara Shabbos Zog Vaisiatzvu Betachti Sohor. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kofo Aleim Harki Gigis. Yeah, Eden, Toises Ass already. Why was it so hard? Eden said, Nase Venishma. That Toises answers. But says the Gemara, beside this, where the Kodesh Baruch Hu took the har and made Kofo Aleim Harki Gigis, beside this, the Kodesh Baruch Hu sent out a Shin Dalet. His name was Tovuach, and he went to every Eid. You want to Kabel the Torah? If he said no, killed him on the place. That's the matter. A Gemara. Says the Shulchan Aruch, on Erev Shavuos is a sakone to be makis dam. Why? Because then, thousands of years ago, was a mazik b'shem tovuach. It is such a sakone that not even on Erev Shavuos, every Erev Yom Tov. Yes, every Erev Yom Tov, you shouldn't be makis dam. Says, sorry. Why? Says the Machzis HaShekel, must be that this mazik comes every year again on Erev Shavuos, and coming to us and saying, Asim atem mekablim es haTorah mutavim lo chas v'sholem. Says the Machzis HaShekel, so if azoi, not only the mazik comes, must be that tomorrow morning will be Matan Torah also. If the mercy comes, must be that he's forcing us, forcing. We want, we love, we want it. But he comes to tell us, if he is there, must be, the male is answering, why we say, Zman matan toiroseinu, hoive. Now, no, we got the Torah, no. We're getting the Torah every year again and again. Nochamol, Memele says, so it's not Stamay Yom Tov Raboisai. Yeah, it is, it's not only that there are spores. We're going now out of Mitzrayim. We're now getting the Torah. Rab Lezer ben Hurkanus was a tremendous Amoritz. He was a Meshuna Dikar Amoritz. So he says, the Gemara, yes? And even came, he was 29 years old, didn't know any posik, chumish, he couldn't read, he could nothing. He cried and cried for the Ribbono Shel Olam that he was wants to be zoche la Torah, and he came to a madrege boyer sud sheinoi me'abed tipo. Yeah, he changed his whole mahus, his whole teva, his whole nature changed. Why? Because a 29 years old boy is not crying only if he wants something very, very deep. I read it in a book. I think he's still alive. I don't want in the Mokum Kodesh Nishkafu Meid. But he wrote a Moira Dike Mais. He was going back 40 or 50 years ago. He's very old today. And he was a starter lawyer. He started to be a lawyer, a Orech Din. And then it was a Maise that someone killed his friend over. A friend. Yes, it was. They're not Amazigh friends. It was, yeah. And he killed them, be'edim, or be'asroe, or be'mezid. They put him in jail. There was no way how to get him out from the. He was then a lawyer started, and this Nebuch, man, that Gornish God, so Zazar Zavar says, Sanigoria Tziburit. I forgot that the government, they give you a lawyer, they give you how?
Legal aid.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not trying to repeat it, but this is the word. Yeah. Exactly, sure. And this was his first case, a Gutabal Kishren. And sure, it wasn't a way out from this case. It wasn't a way out. It was with AD, with everything, man. He saw that it's going on not a good direction. He said the judge, he said him, Mr. Adoina Shoifet, okay, yeah, you write everything, I'm asking with you, you know this, but I'm telling you, he's not the Ritzayach. I'm telling you, he's not the Ritzayach. You know what, it's now 5 minutes to 12, please, let's wait, and I'm telling you, 12 o'clock, exactly from this door, the Ritzayach will come. You're going to kill Chazal Shalom, a man who didn't do nothing. I'm telling you, it's okay. Yeah, 2-3 minutes, we will wait. Shh, quiet. You could hear, you know, everything, even the breathing from the people, and everyone is looking on the door and on the watch. Tick, tick, tick. 12 o'clock, no one comes in. Wait, 12:01, 12:02, 12:03, no one came, and the judge getting with us. You're right, no one came in. But Adoine Ashoifet, you are so convinced that he is the Ritzeach. I looked on you all the time, you were looking on the door if the door is opening or not. If you're so convinced that he is the Ritzeach, why was you looking on the door? You know no one will come in. You're right, it was a good shtickle. And he said, yes, we're making basis. Next week, Mr. Sherman Tuesday, we will meet again. He was so happy. He won such a lost case. It's a gewaltige goyness. Next week, Tuesday, the shofet starting. The Chayev, he said, sit down. Yeah, last week the lawyer made a very good shtickle. And yes, but I came home and I thought. I took down the CCV, on the desk. I looked at it, hundreds of times. He's right. We were all looking to the door. Was one person sitting in this place wasn't looking. This was this Ritzer. Because he knew that the door would not open. No one will come in from there. With your eyes, you can't make a shaker. The eyes is a mystic place. You can't lie with it. Says the Rablosa ben Hokenus was crying for Teure. When you crying for Teure, you will be the schwachste Mensch. You will be a bursut shein me'abetipe. This is now the time when we're coming tomorrow morning. Be'avu Rabu, be'brich Shmei. And crying that we want to be zoche to the Torah, we want to love the Torah, we want to be emezik b'nei Torah. Yes, everyone. The Azoch Hazok to be the Eisek Torah. The Moshe would help him. You should see a lot of atzloch and naches, and we should be emes b'zoche to be mekables Torah. With naches and simcha, with gizunt adbi, as goel tzedek, b'meir b'yemein om.